From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Syndicate's Appetite for Destruction was one of the earliest releases on legendary electronic hardcore label Bloody Fist. It combines breakcore and jungle with 8-bit sounds, horror soundtracks, and hip-hop samples in a harsh, sleek slidewalk. The skanking, unconventional suicide is too opulent but made to work. The incongruity of its delicate metronomic beats, fireside crackle, and a vibe all floral curtains and sympathy cards is made sinister by the sample. Copy Cuffs is just another Stroop test from cut-up and cassette connoisseur Jeffrey Aston, who is gratuitously, senselessly prolific. So prolific that one has to treat listening like stamp collecting. In his new project, Digital Natives, the previously monolithically loquacious Aston has shortened his work into 2 minutes and 45-second vials, a concocted suspension of the listener in the terrible angst where they're no longer satisfied with redundancy, but they haven't yet determined to change the song. Brooklyn-based noise detectives Black Dice record their Burroughs-like sound deployments as crooked cops who investigate malfunctioning factories, excitedly flipping various switches on every machine they see. Busy, absurdist soundscapes ebb and flow, and their unnerving world of glitched jam noise takes many chances in its stockpiling of scratchy, wounded layers. Creature Comforts is some weird loner sketchpad from high school, where each delirious idea was open-ended, border-pushing, and full of intricate detail. Gaidu Blay Ambale is one of the key artists in the development of West African popular music, the patriarch of the now dominant hip lifestyle, and a central figure in the Afrofunk revolution of the 70s. This first ever authorized reissue of a complete Ambale album is a stone classic, 6 songs, 31 minutes, all killer and no filler. This was a very popular album in its day. The original is highly collectible, not because of scarcity, but because most copies are just worn out. From noir hop to traditional mountain music to lo-fi soul, Bibio does it all. Ambivalence Avenue is obviously made by an aspiring producer with great nocturnal taste and an ear for simple, affecting melody. Bibio could easily hold the listener's interest with just instrumentals, but his accomplished, wispy vocals also grace a good half of this album. He also explores dusty drums, deep bass, and minor key funk guitar, as in the ecstatic Loverman come on of Jealous of Roses. Elliott's False Cathedrals captures something emotive and sensible, spiritual and phenomenal. It's a mighty and actionable album, and its stake is to articulate the problem of cultural anxieties like it knows the solution. There's a deep, devout vigor here at work on immense reframings, concerned with concerns thought to be mostly spiritual, like clemency, enrichment, and dependence. But Elliott speak from a communal place, from and for a generational culture. They urge the airing of the connection between sentiment and circumstance and the removal of the wall between consciousness and conscience. This compilation of 45s from the southwestern corner of the Arabian Peninsula is brought to you by intrepid record collector Chris Menist, who describes Yemeni music as almost totally impervious to Western influence. For that reason alone, this disc is valuable listening. Yamun Dakal Bar Al-Hawa features a female singer accompanied by nothing but drumming on a copper tray. If you dig industrial music, North African trance, or Congotronics, you'll get it right away. Thematic travel clichés hitchhike through Lisa LeBlanc's self-titled debut, wagon cartomobile and ramble on with the stringier instruments and hand-clap foot stomps. This album trails Americana interior states, mostly the ones that once held Buffalo. LeBlanc has a textured cross-country road trip through the vanishing sense of space on the wide open road, now crowded into a curious country of mercurial citizenships. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, crate divers care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.